Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned. She might be married, but ain't nothing changed.
Absolutely not. Not to mention stoners. I feel like I'm getting a little cold and I should not be smoking, but I need to get fired up for this podcast because it's my first one as a married woman.
Oh my gosh.
So, how does it feel? Not one bit different.
That's what I was thinking.
Not one bit. I wanted it to, I think.
You did?
I mean, because, you know, we have a house full of people staying with us too. So it's not like we were just like staring at each other for days after.
True.
Like, we kind of went right back into our normal lives, which is awesome. But, you know, I think once everything settles down, maybe it'll sink in a little more. But right now, it just feels very normal.
That's too funny.
Yeah. So I don't even know where to start.
I don't either, because like last week, you know, we didn't know what we could say and it hadn't happened yet.
I'm going to eat. These are one of my wedding cookies. Can you see it at all?
I never got one.
No, I have extras I can send you. I'm trying to figure
it out. No, that's okay.
Anyway, I'll take pictures.
I did eat a donut, though.
Oh,
they were bomb.
Maybe it helps without the... Yeah, 8/19/23, little.
Cute.
With a little gold heart. Oh, see, it's the opposite. I'm just going to put it out there, stoners.
Do it.
I think that I may have had one of the most beautiful weddings I have ever seen in my life.
I agree. It was, we've been going through the pictures for the past hour, y'all, and they don't even look real. Like the sky and the ocean and just like, ugh, it was just so dreamy. Your dress. Oh my gosh. It was all too good.
So literally, I'm going to, of course, talk about Dom now that he's my husband. I just always said I couldn't figure out the word that I want to use, how I want to look. And it was like also how Dom makes me feel. And I just could not put my finger on it. I kept saying like, princess or this. And as I was trying on my wedding dress for the last time at the store, the girl said, I have never seen someone stand and look more romantic. And I was like, ding, 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 romantic. That's how he makes me like feel.
That's where you were going for.
And he's not overly romantic by any means. He just makes me feel really feminine and cute and just like just romantic. And
you are so funny. Like,
that is exactly what my dress was.
It was. It was gorgeous.
It was the epitome of romance.
Agree.
So anyway, I felt like as soon as I put it on, it just transported me into dreamland.
Yeah. I mean, that is truly what the whole wedding seemed like.
It did.
Minus the helicopter, but yeah. we'll let that go.
So yeah, a few paparazzi hoovered over with the drone, which was really annoying at first. And in my brain, I was like, I can let this bother me or I can look at Dawn.
I know.
And just tone it out. And I swear to you, once I thought that, I just tuned it out. And I don't even remember. I was just looking in his eyes saying,
You really didn't seem bothered.
I wasn't.
No, I know. I was impressed.
I really wasn't, because I was just like, it is what it is. Let's keep it moving.
I know. You know? Because, yeah, they weren't going to go away. So I was like,
they were not going away.
No.
So anyway, we did deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, quick play-by-play here. We showed up to the house around like 2, 3, got ready.
Wait, can I just jump in for one sec?
Yeah.
So the crazy part about it is the day before, though, that evening, we get notice that there's going to be a hurricane and a tropical storm unlike any we've seen in California in 94 years.
I know.
And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, mammy, Jesus.
Like,
are
you
for real right now? Because I've been telling you.
I know.
This was coming. So anyway, so terrified. Here's what I do now. My friend Susie that lives down there says not one day this year has the sun been out when she woke up in the morning, because we're in very much way past June gloom, but our winter and summer has just been terrible. And she said, it was the first day I woke up with a complete sunshine over Malibu on my wedding day. And the crazy thing about it is, here at my house in the valley, literally no sun, gray, windy, like horrible. And it's usually total opposite. So literally all day I was just thinking, how is this possible? Like, first of all, it's going to get cloudy and we're not going to see a sunset. Well, guess what? Mammy and Jesus, like, they really pulled out all the strings and stops. Like, it was the most beautiful weather, sky and sunset I have ever seen.
It truly was.
And I literally got married in front of it in a fairy tale wedding dress that was so stunning, to the absolute man of my freaking dreams, with friends and family and just so much love. And it was absolutely nothing short of magical.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're right. I love that.
And
for
I didn't
you.
Even want a wedding. And now, because it was that, I'm so glad I did it.
I know. I am too. You did kind of want it.
Oh, right? It was,
because you said you never had one.
Well, Molly wanted me to, because I never had one. I mean, honestly, for me, I was like eloped.
Well, yeah, but you would have done something, I feel.
But I said that to you, and you said, no, you have to have a wedding.
I think it's good that you did. It's like, otherwise, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
You got to do it.
I mean,
it was perfect.
It was perfect.
It was truly
absolute,
perfect.
Truly perfection. And here's what I do know. If things don't work out for Molly and Don Entertainment, I would be the absolute best wedding planner of all wedding planners. As long as I have 100%. Patty and Pat, like, we could slay Los Angeles.
I agree. And I think Molly could make mega billions using that house as a wedding venue.
Absolutely. So stunning. So the whole thing just went off without a hitch. It was just an amazing day. And so now we're getting back to real life.
Back to real life. But like, just got all the photos. At least I just started to see them today. So I'm kind of been like reliving it, which was fun. I thought the party after was just so fun. We had
not
bomb
only
pizza.
Fun. Talk about Litty Kitty.
Lit. Like, I left my phone. Well, after the dinner was over and the speeches, I put my phone upstairs and I did not get it back until, I mean, we were going home. Like, I was just on the dance floor. Miley was tearing up the dance floor. You were out there quite a bit too, shockingly.
And at one point, I was dancing so hard to My Cherry Pie, I literally thought I might drop dead. I was so out of breath. I got scared for a second.
Oh my God. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Did Dom dance at all? I feel like I didn't see him do much dance.
Absolutely not.
That's what I thought.
No, but every time I'd come off the dance floor, he'd go, baby, get back out there.
He's like, go do your thing.
Yeah.
That's so fun. I bet he enjoyed watching you on the dance floor.
More than anything.
I'm
he
sure.
He thinks it's the funniest shit ever.
I'm sure.
She's much. Like, I'm full on thinking I'm Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I loved seeing, like, you and Missy out there, like, living your 80s dream.
It was insane. So yeah, the dance so floor fun. Was insane. And I need to put up vendors' names, and I am going to do that, you know, later this week. You know, I'm just going to, after the family leaves, sit and go through pictures, and then I'll post. And so many amazing vendors. But the vendor that was absolutely insane was the caterer.
Oh, my goodness.
We just did pizza. It was very casual food.
There were some bomb salads, though.
He made salads. Really and they good. Also we had hors d'oeuvres from 6 to 7 before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And he did everything. He was the easiest person I've ever worked with. And I have never, ever had better pizza. And even the people from New York and Max's family, who's Italian, said it's some of the best pizza they've ever had. It so I need so to put good. That up. Because if you were having a wedding in the Los Angeles area and you want to go casual, and it wasn't, it didn't feel casual. It didn't make no, it feel... It, less fancy. It felt like fancy.
It felt. I thought it felt like fancy pizza, kind of.
Yeah, but in a good way. And like the salads were beautiful, and the hors d'oeuvres were gorgeous, and it was just amazing. The food. It was absolutely incredible. So I will put that up for people getting married around here because you could not find a better.
Do you remember?
I think Pat. Yeah. I'm not sure how. And then it's just crazy, you know. Like then they know people and that whole thing. So. It just really turned out great, but every single person commented on the food. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. And so much better than doing like so many courses and like drawing it out. I don't know. I just feel like you did it really right with the timing and everything.
We had it down with no lagging and it felt that way. There was no chance to get bored and be like, I do not want to be here. And just setting, most weddings I'm turning around talking to somebody like, just hoping, you know, it'll go by faster, but it didn't. And I do think a lot of that was the way we did the food, and it was just the right amount of people, the right amount of time. The caterers were perfection, and they did the drinks. They did, I think, wine and mixed drinks. And it was just, they just absolutely killed it.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal, yes, which is. Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it
out.
This is amazing. I'm so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like, I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus, they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
And we had a magician again.
That's what I was going to say. I didn't get to see any magic. I don't know what I was doing, but I missed all that.
Me too. We had him for Dom's birthday party before, and he takes a box of nails straight up from Home Depot, opens it in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And were you here for Dom's birthday?
No.
Oh, he's so good. He literally lets you feel the nails, all of it. He puts as many as like will absolutely possibly fit in his mouth.
What?
Yes, he's watching. He'll come over and hand it to somebody, have them feel it, put it back in his mouth. And then all of a sudden he'll start going. They all disappear. And then not all of them. Something starts coming out of his stomach and he starts to pull it and it's one nail.
No.
And he let someone else pull it out of his stomach.
There's no way.
He opened for David Blaine.
He did?
Yes. He's freaking amazing. But I missed it this time. But the tricks that he did at my house, I got to tell y'all one more because it's insane.
Tish loves magic, by the way, if you can't tell.
He literally goes, hey, who wants a selfie? And so I can't forget who did it, but he gets in and he takes a selfie on their phone. Not his, their phone. He takes it and he goes, okay, go to my Instagram page and look at this exact date 1 year ago on his Instagram. She goes to his Instagram and it is the picture they just took in the kitchen.
How?
I don't know.
That blows my mind.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I was like, does he? I was like, my thought was he had someone listening that could do it from another something.
But how would they make it a year ago?
And how would it be the picture that you take it on your phone?
Well, AirDrop, but how do you make it show up from a year ago?
Best thing ever.
That's insane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a good touch.
To see if I could figure out how he did it, but then I didn't because I'm like, that's no fun.
Yeah, that ruins the fun.
But he is phenomenal. And I think he also works at Magic Castle.
Do you know his name by chance?
I'll put that up on Insta too.
Perfect.
I think his name's Robbie. I was also thinking, there are just so many amazing wedding pictures. I'm like, is there like somewhere for me to do, you know, like a, I guess, I mean, I don't want to have one permanently, but I was like, how do I do like a little blog for everybody that puts up the pictures and the tables and the flowers and the blah, and then the vendors and where they can buy it or who, like, could I just do like something and make something that's in my bio for like a month or something?
I'm sure you can. Yeah.
I just think the stoners would absolutely love to see it.
Oh, for sure. I don't know how to do that because I'm old and don't know technology anymore, but I'm sure we could find someone to do that for you.
I think that'd be really cool because then I could put all my dress details and things I learned while doing this process because I was crazy. I did it like picked every single thing myself, like every candle holder, every flower, every, like all of it.
That is so crazy.
And it was a lot.
It was a lot.
And it, like, Molly kept telling me, like, I had to start planning, like, probably like 9 months ago. And I was like, that is ridiculous. Like, that is so, like, I'm not like that. And we're not going to tell me whatever. It was like down to the nitty freaking gritty.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
It really was.
So anyway, I think I could do a cute little wedding vlog.
Do you know what the final number was for people that showed up by chance?
I don't. I need to find out. Because I was thinking.
I'd be curious.
Because there were plenty of room at tables, right?
Yeah, there was. And I was, for some reason, thinking we were going to be overflowing, and we weren't.
Me too. So I'll have to look and see who didn't make it, but.
It was a great number, though. I felt like it was, like, not, it was, like, crowded enough that it didn't feel awkward at all. You know, because sometimes smaller groups, like, can feel awkward. It was, like, big enough that it didn't, but not so big that you didn't get to talk to everybody or meet everybody and all that.
I felt like I talked to every single person. Mm-hmm. And I also felt like that I actually talked to them because I wasn't so trying to get everybody in. It felt like so relaxed and just.
Yeah.
It would, whatever. I know that we were supposed to have 60 at the ceremony and 120 at the reception. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I know. I'd just be curious if anybody got an actual head count.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I was just looking at my eyeshadow I did. And I think it looks really good because I put this little, wait, it's this side. That shimmery white in the corner. Can you see it?
You're always blurry to me on this from this end, but I can't really see it very well.
It's like it's a shimmery highlighter. And I always thought that would make my eyes look bigger and weirder.
Mm-hmm.
But it does.
That tracks.
They actually look really like.
Snatched.
They look good. They look more like, you know, like instead of round.
I think the highlighter makes you look more like awake and bright, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Like that's what I think that little highlighter in the corner trick is good. Makes your eyes look seem like a little whiter and just more awake.
I've just never done that, but I really like it. I put the same one here and then one.
Oh, you did.
And I'm like, they look really good. And I'm not really good at doing makeup. So
yeah, you are.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not getting very good at doing my eyes. It's hard. I always see these damn TikToks and all that stuff where these people sit and put their makeup on.
It's nuts.
And it looks like a painting. It is just like sheer perfection. And I don't care what brush I get or how slow I go and try to do it the right way. It does not look like that.
Me neither.
And I just don't understand.
Eye makeup is hard for me because I swear my eyes are two totally different sizes and shapes. I swear, like it just, if I do like a liquid liner, it never looks the same on each eye. Like I just can't do it.
Wow.
I only notice it when there's makeup on my face. Like, and it's like, I feel like there's more lid space on my right eye and more space between my lid and my eyebrow or something. So it's like, you can't really do the same thing on each eye or it doesn't look the same. I hate it.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Makeup is so hard.
But it gave me a new little, I like it a lot.
Well, you look great, so whatever you're doing.
It's a good, whatever. So
keep it up.
I do need to have a blog.
I've been saying this for like a decade.
A lifestyle blog.
I've been saying it.
Mm-hmm.
You just need somebody to run the actual blog for you. Like,
I know.
To do the tech stuff.
Can you make money doing those things these days?
If you have a line.
Because if it ain't bringing in the money.
That's what I'm saying.
But then is it like, then that brings you bigger things like maybe a line in Target?
It could. I mean, it's like you got to establish that blog for years, I think, before you get there. That's right. The thing. But yeah.
The fact that I don't have my own line in Target is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, I'm sorry. I would give Joanna Gaines a run for her friggin' money
and
all the others because I don't do what they do.
I know.
And I'm not putting it down, but it is very cookie cutter one thing.
Yeah.
And I love to do things that are so unique and different and have personality.
Yeah.
But I also love them as a basic, like to start with and then, but just add some more special. But anyway,
it's not happening. Well, good. Who says it's not? You know, your issue too, though, is you say all these things like, why don't I have this and that?
Because I don't put the effort.
So this is one of my
favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They're like, they are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
Mm,
they are okay. Really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute. All right. Well, I feel like we've talked about the wedding, unless there's anything else you need to add. But we have some DRMTs if you'd like to.
Let's hear them.
Hit the old DRMTs for the week. I feel like next week we'll have a lot of questions about the wedding now that the stoners know that it happened. So that'll yes. be something exciting to look forward to.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. This is Danielle from New York. Calling to ask for recommendations for when I go next month in September, mid-September, to go see Adele in Las Vegas. We got tickets to her residency, and I'm super, super excited. I wanted to see her back when I was in college, and I couldn't because I was broke. And so now really excited to finally get to see her. Me and my friends have never actually been to Vegas. So I was just wondering if there's any other recommendations, maybe like a little like day trip outside of the city. We're not really interested in gambling or anything like that. And we have a 3-day after the concert. So I was just wondering if you had any recommendations, I guess like national parks and things like that. I've been looking, but I thought it would be cool. I think, Brandy, you have some really cool tips most of the time. So I was wondering if you could give me some advice on things to do. Thank you.
This does not sound like her tea, but the shopping in Las Vegas is amazing.
I was going to bring that up.
I mean, I still love Caesars. The shops in Caesars are so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the big fashion thing? The big mall? I think it's connected to the Wynn, right?
Is it the Wynn?
I don't know. But I don't shopping in Vegas is just wonderful.
It is. It's absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. Also, the food scene in Vegas is insane. My mom's not really a foodie, but like, yeah. First of all, you got to make reservations. So do that. But I mean, God, there's so many good restaurants in Vegas. I know the Wynn the best because that's where I play and go so much. This, if you like steak, this, I mean, there's probably good steakhouses ever, but the steakhouse inside the Wynn, oh my gosh, it's incredible. Best mashed potatoes I've ever had in my entire life. But there's, I mean, you, every single hotel on the strip has just phenomenal restaurants. You can find Michelin star restaurants in Vegas, like any kind of food you could dream of, you can find it on the Las Vegas Strip.
And that's funny because so, my favorite steakhouse is in Caesars. And I forget the name of it, but it's just, it's a pure, and it's very old school too, like red leather booths and like it's like a steakhouse. It is so bomb. Like it's the first thing I eat anytime I go to Vegas.
That, yeah. I mean, you just can't go wrong. There's just so much good food. Another place I absolutely adore, it's a little bit off the strip, but which might be a good thing since you're saying you're not into like the scene, is they just opened a Virgin Hotel a few years ago. And inside the Virgin Hotel is a restaurant called Cassie Beach House. It is Mediterranean. It is so freaking good. It's so cute and vibey. I've had dinner there. I've had brunch there. It's all amazing. I definitely make a reservation, especially if you go on a weekend for dinner, but it is so bomb. I would highly recommend.
And you know what else I've heard that you can do in Vegas and I haven't, but it would be right up my alley, is I've heard you can go ATVing on the outskirts.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yes. 'Cause unfortunately national parks are going to be a good 4 to 6 hour drive, I think, outside of Vegas. So accessible for sure, but not really a day trip. But I do think like it's so deserty there. I think ATVs would be really fun.
I remember some of my friends saying that they would go out to Vegas to go ATVing.
Or like, you know, Jeep off-roading. I bet you can get in on that.
I think they have all of that. So that sounds real. I mean, I love to ATV. I think it's so much fun. I've never done that in sand. We've always been in Tennessee, like on trails, but it sounds really, really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing you could do if it's not scorching is like a pool day. Like Vegas pools are super like over the top and glamorous. So you could just post up at a pool.
That's like a beach and it has sand and waves.
Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
Mandalay Bay. So yeah, there's a lot of nice pools in Vegas if you wanted to go that route, and spas. I've never done the spa thing in Vegas, but I'm sure it's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. I went to the spa at, I think it was the Delano. Is that how you say it?
Delano? Delano?
It has the same one in Miami?
It's connected to the Mandalay Bay, I believe.
Okay, so I actually think I was staying at Delano or Delano or whatever it is.
However you say it.
But when I booked my massage, I booked it at Mandalay Bay. My mistake. And I was so bummed because I had to walk so far. I mean, it really wasn't that far. But I walked and but it was just way longer than if I'd booked it in the actual section I was staying in. But I literally, truly had the absolute best massage I have ever had in my entire life. And I have had a lot.
So nice.
And it was this very sweet, cute Asian man.
Aw.
He was so precious. And he had been working there since it opened.
Wow.
27 years. And the cutest human ever. And by far the best massage I've ever had. So if anyone goes and they're at Mandalay Bay, go get a massage and ask for the man who has worked there since it opened because he is phenomenal. What? Honestly, I kind of love to go to Vegas just to go back to him.
Well, girl, I go once a month. You can come anytime.
I swear. It was that good.
That's so funny. All right, next question.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. This is Alex. I'm calling in from Dallas, Texas. I am so happy to finally get to call you guys. I really hope you guys put me on the pod. I have a question for Brandy. Brandy, what is your favorite vitamin regimen? What do you take daily? What kind of routine do you have? I would like to know just because I'm trying to find a better vitamin regimen that's more affordable. So if you have any thoughts on that. Also, thank you, Brandy, for coming in to Dallas, down to Dallas this past weekend. and DJing. It was, I had the best time. I seriously cannot believe that you still came to Dallas. We love you so much. Thank you so much for that show. It was amazing and it was so much fun. Also, love you guys. Love you, Mama Tish. All right, bye.
I was going to ask if she was at my Dallas show.
Well, that she show was lit. Sister.
That show was lit, but it so look hot, 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 oh. hot. Okay, I am not a very good vitamin taker, to be honest with you. The only vitamins I take are hair vitamins. I've never been a big vitamin girly, but I almost think it would be more beneficial to go get like a vitamin drip IV once a month than take a pill every day.
So Molly is all into this new, and I think she just sent it to me. This
Symbiotica.
Symbiotica. And she swears that she's been using it like 4 weeks and feels amazing. So I do like it. I've tried it because I take a capsule and it was more of a liquid kind of gel. I don't know if I could take it every morning. I mean, it wasn't horrible, but I do think maybe taking it that way may even be better. I don't know. I just feel like it is what it is.
I know. I mean, truly, like, my best friend's a good example. She takes more vitamins than anyone, washes her hands more than anybody, and she's sicker. I mean, she gets sick way more than me, you know? So I really just don't even know if any of that makes a difference. I just
kind of don't. But I do think that it's everybody now is talking about lion's mane, and I have not heard one person that says that it has not helped them.
Wow.
So I definitely about that. Think if I was going to take one, it may be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So bummer. We don't know the answer to that question.
Hopefully we're kind of helpful. If you want to take hair vitamins, Nutrafol.
Hi, MT. Hi, Brandy. Love, love, love your show. So I had a question. So my name is Michelle and there's this guy at my work and we went on 2 dates, but like, he's just like a tech. Like he's not there. Like, you know, full time. I went on a few dates, but it was so much fun, and I just, like, don't know what to do now, and, like, it'll be flirty in the office, and, like, I just don't know the vibe. I'm, like, he's done in, like, December, so I'm, like, is he gonna be normal? Like, what? Like, what's good? So how would you guys navigate a, you know, little workplace situationship? Thanks, and congratulations!
Oh, we never get questions like this. This is good.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a very, I just feel like this might be a better question for you because I'm just such a, like.
What?
I'm just negative about this situation. It's not the work thing, but like, okay, so she said they've been out a couple of times. And then exactly what did she say? Because I was having a hard time understanding.
Well, her big thing is she said he's a temp in the office, so he's only going to be there until December.
That's great.
So I agree. I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I'm real good. Like, I love to dish out relationship advice, but I'm as single as it freaking gets. So maybe I'm not the one to be dishing out advice because it's not working for me. So
I'm wondering after the 2 dates now, is he, to me, it almost sounds like she doesn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, if things were going the way she actually wanted, I don't think she'd be asking this question. So I'm kind of feeling like they went on the 2 dates and he's flirty at the office, but hasn't asked her out again. Right?
Yeah. So there's 2 possibilities here. He could be wary of starting a work relationship, which is fair. Or he could just be a piece of shit.
Did.
Or he could just be a piece of shit like all men and, you know, take you out a couple times and then fucking ghost, which is so annoying. And he, so I don't know, like there's 2 ways you could play this. You could either be really forward, you know, and kind of take control, and you could ask him out and see where that gets you. It's funny, like recently I've had a lot of friends that are talking to other friends that I've heard be like, well, I made the girl being like, oh, I made the first move. And Ryan actually said that about Kirsten to somebody. He was like, yeah, Kirsten made the first move and look, here we are. So it's like, I am all about women making the move and being that person in the relationship.
I made the move too.
Yeah.
But see, as soon as I made the move, Dom was like, there was no me questioning anything. He was in.
Right. So like, here's the other thing you could do is wait till December when he doesn't work there anymore, make your move. And then if he, you know, if he runs with it, great. And then if he doesn't, at least you never have to see him again.
Okay. Here's what I think. I think that, that's great. You liked him. And I am so harsh when it comes to love. I really am. I'm like, even with my girls.
Yeah, you are.
But I just think, okay, like you all been out on a couple of dates and you really like him. And if he feels the same, he is not going to let this go. He's going to ask you out again.
Yeah.
And I don't think that you almost need to be bold or do whatever. I think that because it's like you are in a workplace, I kind of feel like you just have to play this one out for the long haul until December.
Yeah.
And if he asks you out again, you go out again. And maybe then at that time you say, hey, this is our third date. And like, I'm really liking you so much. Like, you know, what's your plans in December? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like on that third date, maybe like ask more questions and like about past relationships or how he feels about relationships. So he knows that you're like going there.
Yeah.
But I just do not think that I just really, truly feel like you just have to be as cool as you can possibly be and just play it out.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love the flirtiness. I think that's great. But I think you have to let him make the next move.
Yeah, that's good advice. I applaud that.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name is Sherry. I'm from Oregon, and I absolutely love the pod. Mama Tish, I have been obsessed with all your Malibu trailer pictures. I just love all the natural light. You just found ways to bring in pops of color and still feels chic and cozy. I'm obsessed. This question's for you. You know, I'm about to downsize from a 2-bedroom into a studio apartment, and I wanted to see if you had any advice on how to make my studio apartment, 350 square feet, feel a little spacious. I just wanted to have a personality, and you know, I want it to be fun and boho chic-esque type vibes, but I also want to make sure I have space to relax and chill. But anyways, I would love all your advice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you too.
She's cute.
Really cute. I had the first thought that came to my mind and was it could be really fun to make her bedroom just like more of a bedroom. If she did some type of like, you know, those IKEA big bookcases that are open shelving. You know, maybe do a couple of those together to create a wall. And then she could actually, I think it's really cute, like to stack jeans in like 3 or 4 of the boxes, but then also have like some cute knickknacks or a couple little purses. Like, I think that you could make the bookcase look super cool between clothes and picture and just a bunch of cute little things, but also create like an actual bedroom. And it sounds like since she's in a studio, she's probably not going to have a lot of closet space. So I feel like that could really be cute to you know, not only block off the room, but also hold a bunch of jeans or pants, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Love
what
that
do you
idea.
Think?
I think less is more in a small space, right? So definitely,
yes.
We say this all the time, like don't crowd the space with furniture, like use only what you need. And like my mom said, if you can like make every piece have a purpose and kind of like multi-purpose, yep, like that, I think that's kind of the way to go. And so I love the idea, like she said, of like using some of your accessories and shoes and stuff as decor. I think is really, really cute. My friend Cav actually has like a shelf situation because she lives in, or actually she just moved, but she did live in a pretty small condo, and she had this beautiful like shelf in her living room, and all of her designer heels and bags and jewelry were all displayed on this like beautiful glass shelf. And it was very cool. But she's such a fashion girly that it just totally worked for her aesthetic. But I do think that there is a really cool way that you could do that if you're going to downsize and if you have a bunch of stuff like that.
Oh, totally. And like she said, she was boho chic. So when I picture this bookcase in my brain right now, like I see these stacks of denim jeans and then
totally
a couple little vases,
maybe
with
some colorful
wild
sweaters.
Flowers, some colorful sweater, or like a cowboy hat, more jeans, mm-hmm, you know, maybe hang something on the corner, like make it really, really cute. And even like you could even stack like cute little pillowcases, you know, like the flowery ones, and just to give,
yeah,
it, you know, such a boho chic vibe, but also be great for storage. So I think,
yeah,
that'd be
so
really
cute.
Cute. And it's not so closed off either since it's like open-ended on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
But anyway, good luck. I'd love to see pictures.
I know. Tish is the queen of small spaces, though, I will.
I am.
You really are. I mean, you,
yeah,
snapped on the Denver apartment, and it was,
yes,
like 500 square feet.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. My name is Nicole, and I'm calling from Seattle. I keep seeing everyone on TikTok posting their girl dinner secrets and recipes, and I've been, like, loving them. For me, whenever I'm feeling lazy or, like, super stoned, my girl dinner is almost always pretzels and mashed potatoes with cheese.
Yum.
Specifically American cheese, because we all know that's the best one. And then sometimes if I'm feeling it, I'll add like a scoop of peanut butter or Nutella.
Very tasty.
You know, gotta treat yourself. It's so good. When you're feeling tired and you don't like want to cook or order out, like what's your girl dinner?
Well, I don't like to cook any day and I'm always tired. So this is every day for me. My best friend Kirsten usually meal preps for me if I'm home for the week, but on the off chance she does not, like this week, actually, I am just so freaking basic. But like, I'll make, you know, what's really easy to do is a quesadilla. It's like one of my go-tos.
That's exactly what I do.
And if I like chicken quesadillas, which my mom does not eat chicken, but I do. So the way to do this easy is to buy a rotisserie chicken and use the meat from the chicken in the quesadilla. It's just so freaking easy. You don't have to make chicken and you still get your chicken quesadilla and it's clutch.
Because mine is a cheese quesadilla with American cheese. Actually, a three cheese. You know, the three cheese. Mm-hmm. But I love barbecue sauce. So I dip it in barbecue.
Mm. Genius. I use sriracha. I don't know. Chalua. I like Chalua.
Oh, I just love it so much. But then I end it with vanilla ice cream and peanut butter.
She like eats so much peanut butter. It's so crazy.
I know when she said it was... what'd she say? Like, treat yourself. I'm like, when I eat peanut butter, yes. I think I'm eating healthy.
No. You're not.
I'm like, I'm not.
Especially
thinking,
not
I'm
with
like,
the
oh.
vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, anyway,
it's
yeah.
too good.
Cheese quesadilla with barbecue.
That's so funny. I also, Miley was making fun of me and I freaking caught her ass, but I brought goldfish to the wedding because they starved me
some.
At the rehearsal. Yeah, they're bomb. I also brought hummus, which was bomb.
I love
but they
them.
Starved me the day before at the rehearsal. There was absolutely no food. So on wedding day, I was like, I got to bring my own snack. So I brought hummus chips and goldfish are like my guilty pleasure snack. They're just so easy and so yummy and they're so cheap.
Love.
And you just have them. I take them to horse shows. I take them on the flight. And I heard Miley in there gossiping with Bradley being like, free she freaking would have goldfish. Like, and I'm like,
thank God, because I ate them right before I walked down the aisle, so I didn't pass out.
I knew they'd come in handy.
Oh, see, goldfish, I need to be in their commercials, and me in my wedding dress, and Dom's been in
good.
The aisle, but I don't walk because I can't quit eating goldfish.
That is genius. They don't call you a producer for nothing.
No, they don't.
We have to talk about the Australian candy that Dom's family brought.
It is so good.
It is so freaking good. I meant to take some with me and I forgot.
It is like, honestly, Dom always says American candy is just horrible and I would fight it. But honestly, now that they brought all of it, it really is.
It was so good. They had these like fruit chews.
Oh,
they were so bomb.
Good.
And then what
they
were those
really
little strawberry
are.
Things he gave me that you didn't like?
I forget what those were called, but they're chocolate. They're milk chocolate. They're like Cadbury and just like, their chocolate is just so freaking good.
So bomb.
And I mean, you can get Tim Tams here, but they're Australian. And if you have not had a vanilla or chocolate Tim Tam, you got to
so
get them.
Mm-hmm.
So bomb.
Loving that Australian candy.
We got any more?
That's all we got.
What?
What do you mean, what?
We only like two?
Mom, that was like six voicemails. Five. Five voicemails. Banged
well, time
them out.
Flies when you're having fun.
Time friggin' flies. Are you watching anything?
No, but I actually was getting ready to go in and start. What was it? Oh, Painkillers.
I started that last night. It's
and?
Very good. It's very good. Sad.
I'm gonna
get, but good.
Yeah. Well, so I watched one episode and with Mal and. You know, I feel like it's like basically the same story as Dope Sick.
But yeah, I mean,
I
it's,
think for
you know.
A younger generation, like your age, people would love Painkillers more. I personally liked the way Dope Sick told the story.
I mean, we've heard the story a bunch, right? Like, remember, like, the movie, it's old, but it was called, like, Love and Other Drugs with Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think that was a good one. That.
It was really cute and good. And then, like, on a more serious side, I don't know if you ever ended up watching it, but my friend Mark was in a movie, The Evening Hour. Did you ever watch that?
No.
It's
What's that about?
Oh, it was a novel. It's set in a small town in West Virginia, like a mining town in Appalachia. Okay. And it tells the story of like a drug dealer there. And, you know, just kind of the story of his story, but it very much like showcases how horrible like the drug situation is in that part of the country and whatnot. I mean, I think you would really like it, but it is a very serious, very kind of sad movie, but very good. And Mark's great in it. And it's just a great little film. So, yeah, it's like we've heard the story a bunch, you know, but I think like it's good for people to see it. And it's a good show. I mean, you know, I love Taylor Kitsch and he's in it.
Yes, I noticed him in it. I was going to say, tell you, I have a friend in Painkiller. She was actually at my wedding.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to find her, though. I mean, it's a small role, I think. I saw her in the first episode, and I was like, wait, that's Lara.
How crazy.
Honestly, I was kind of zoned out. I was tired. Well, anyway, my friend's in it. She went by, and I was like, wow, that's so awesome. But I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah,
but I kind of want to start the movie instead now.
The movie's really good.
What'd you say it's called?
The Evening Hour.
Right.
It's really, really good.
I'm going to get off here and maybe watch that.
Yeah. The other thing I'm going to start that I think you started is The Crowded Room.
Did I start? I felt like no, I didn't. I never started it.
Somebody on your Amazon account has been, you know what? It might have been Summer on my Apple account. But it's Amanda Seyfried, Tom Holland. And there's one more big name in it that I'm blanking on. But anyway, it's about, I'd have to read you the synopsis, but it looks like it's about like this kid, Tom Holland's character. And from what it seems like in the trailer, everyone around him starts dying or disappearing one or the other. And everyone obviously thinks he has something to do with it. And Amanda Seyfried's either a social worker or something that is dealing with him and trying to get answers out of him. And I don't know. It just seems really good. And all those actors are great in it. So I'm going to start that tonight.
Wait, and that's The Crowded Room.
Oh, it's Emmy Rossum. Emmy Rossum's the other actress.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, The Crowded Room.
Oh, what am I talking about? Yes, I've been watching something. I started Physical.
Oh, do you like it?
Did not like the first two episodes, but I stuck with it. Uh-huh. And I really love it.
Yeah, so, season one is good. Season two doesn't hold up great, but season one I thought was very good.
Okay, so it's set in the 80s, which I absolutely love. And it is just so good because it's actually about Rose Byrne. It's her character and she has an eating disorder. But, I think our brains are like this. It reminds me of The Untethered Soul because it's what really taught me that your brain just goes and goes and we talk to ourselves constantly. And I don't think we realize we do that, but like you are basically like, even when she's not talking, sometimes you're hearing what she's saying to herself in her head. And it is like horrifying and sad. And it's like, it really does make me realize what we say to ourselves in our brain is just so terrible and we should not do those things.
Because
my biggest thing is I'm like, my cellulite, I'm not going to do that. Or my arm looks this way or whatever. And it is ridiculous that we just like literally say such horrible things to ourselves or like, I'm not a good person. It's just so good. Y'all should watch it. It's called Physical. And Rose Byrne looks freaking hot in it.
Her hair.
She looks so good.
So yeah, anyway, I really like season one. Great. I knew you would.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. All right. Well, we love you guys. If anybody has any wedding questions and wants to call into the pod this week, maybe we could have like a wedding version of Dear MT this next week. How do you feel about that, Mother?
I would love that.
All right. Love that for you.
Yeah, I would love that.
In case you don't have it, guys, the number is 5167STONER. You can also send questions on Instagram and our DMs. And yeah, wedding version of Dear MT.
Love.
Can't wait. I can't wait for you guys to see all the photos. I think they're going to come out by the time we talk next.
They are so freaking gorgeous. Like, it is like a fairy tale. It truly, truly is.
Yeah, it's insane.
Okay, well, I love you.
Love you, Mom. Have fun with your husband.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to go get in my bed because I do not feel well. And we're going to see how my new husband.
Oh, okay.
How my new husband takes care of me because I'm not feeling great. My head hurts and my throat hurts.
Oh, God. Well, I thought for not feeling well, you've been very peppy.
Good. Well, yeah. I did take 4 Advil just so everything was kind of calmed down. So,
yeah.
But hopefully it'll go away fast.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.